This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. In a few minutes, a pair of bird stories, the search for a rare Mexican spotted owl and the rescue of a common urban pigeon.
First, if you needed proof that many congressional races this year are closer than anyone expected, look no further than Arizona's 5th Congressional District.
A year ago, it was assumed that incumbent Republican J.D. Hayworth would cruise to his 7th victory. Thanks to his frequent appearances on cable news and AM radio, Hayworth was well-funded and well-known.
But the Democrats have fielded a strong candidate of their own here. NPR's Mike Pesca reports.
Here stands the former local TV sportscaster J.D. Hayworth, wearing a navy blazer and a room full of golf shirts, throwing his arm around the shoulder of every John and Jane Q. Scottsdale he encounters. The event isn't a fundraiser nor a TV opportunity, but a talk arranged by one dedicated Republican woman who paid for the keyboardist, the fruit and cheese spread, and the American flags on all 12 tables. Hayworth warms up the crowd with an anecdote about Ronald Reagan and then segues onto the issues of immigration and security, which he's adroitly linked.
The director of the FBI testified in front of a congressional subcommittee that we are now apprehending illegals from nation states exporting Islamofascism. And among those picked up are several who change their names to Hispanic aliases and who attempt to acquire a working knowledge of Spanish so to blend in with the masses coming northward from Mexico. Should we not understand as Americans, not Republicans and Democrats, but as Americans, shouldn't we at long last understand that border security is national security? That is what we're saying.
If Hayworth's style is Fox News, and in fact, before this election, it was rumored he might take a job there, his Democratic opponent, Harry Mitchell, is pure PBS. The former Tempe mayor's stance on the immigration issue is underlined by the word reasonable.
Immigration is one of those issues that cuts across party lines, ethnic lines, all kinds of lines. It's pretty hard to categorize it. But I think people want a reasonable solution to this. They want a rational solution to this. And I think they want one that's compassionate.
Mitchell is the beloved former mayor of Tempe. In fact, there's a statue of him outside City Hall, which is technically called the Harry E. Mitchell Government Complex. Aside from being a former mayor, state legislator, and city councilman, he was a high school civics teacher for 28 years. Classes in the morning, ribbon cuttings in the afternoons. One Tempe voter, Eric, explained why he still backs Mitchell.
I think that Harry Mitchell does have good name recognition, and I think Harry Mitchell is not, he's not an extreme liberal. He's not, he's a pretty average guy that has a widespread appeal. I think he stands a chance.
Though Mitchell's expected to do well in Tempe, the vast majority of Arizona's 5th congressional district lies outside city boundaries. Overall, registration in the district is 3-2 Republican, but the latest polls show Mitchell within 5 points of Hayworth. Arizona State political science professor Patrick Kennedy says the race still leans towards the Republican.
It's just hard for Democrats to win in this district. That's all there is to it. It's going to have to be a 94 kind of year. Now, you do have a quality challenger. So even if it was a 94 year and we didn't have a quality challenger, Hayworth would still win. But you do have a quality challenger. If he gets enough money and it's a Democratic year, it could happen.
Kennedy says that for Mitchell to win, he'd have to ride the national Democratic wave like the Republicans did in 1994. In fact, Mitchell sounds like a national Democrat in his choice of talking points. There is the war. Hayworth is a vocal supporter. There is lobbyist Jack Abramoff. Hayworth accepted money from his clients. Now, like every issue in this election, that cuts both ways. Politicians here are expected to back Indian tribes, but Mitchell criticizes Hayworth for keeping the money and says he wouldn't have taken it. Mitchell cites local polling on immigration, which says Arizonans want a guest worker program. Hayworth looks at the same poll and says Arizonans want a fence and increased security. This November, voters will choose one path and one candidate and send the other either back into retirement or onto talk show prominence. Mike Pesca, NPR News.